Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
More V-Show with Bob Valvano is now, right here, on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Put him on. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on. You're on.
Is this thing on? Hello?
You're on.
Is this on? 1, 2. Testing, 1, 2. If I had another mic, I'd put Brian on. Brian's here, our former producer, and now our fabulous Louisville dog walker. He's all excited. Simon is, because his buddy's here. He just came from your house.
He did. Yeah, he sent me some photos of Puka and Mika and Nuxie.
He said Mika attacked him mercilessly. He's never getting set foot in your place again.
That sounds about right. Sorry.
No, she was a cutie. All right, so he's
got a bunch of great photos. Big fan of that. Louisville Dog
no,
Walkers.
No, it is.
They send the videos
once
and the
again,
pictures.
Another free plug for Louisville Dog Walkers, but you need to check it out because he does a great job. His business is booming because if you do good work, people tell you, people talk. You know, he's got like 10 accounts in my development alone because he walks around, everybody sees him, and they go, we want that guy. So that's very cool. So very good.
Tell Brian thanks. Go ahead and scratch him behind his ears. He scratches dogs behind the ears all day. Maybe someone wants someone to scratch him behind the ears.
Then he may drop us as an account if we try and do that.
Yeah, okay, that's a good point.
It's going to be something he wants to do. He's listening to us, by the way, on the app, which you should do also. ESPN Louisville app. It's an app.
Yeah. You can go ESPNLouisville.com, GE Appliances Podcast Center, if you miss anything.
We have our own app
or any
now,
of the
too.
Show.
I don't even have the app. I need to download it right now.
Oh yeah, no,
I just go to the website
fantastic.
And find it there.
Yeah, no, really? I used to use Audio Now, but that I think that got disconnected. And then I would go to the website, but the app is fantastic.
Well, yeah, I've had the so app for. Stupid. I've only read that app like 10 times. Like 10 times, and I've never.
Yeah, I've
downloaded
had the app for like 3 years now, and it's fantastic. Yeah. It's fantastic.
The host that they may get me fired. They may be screaming like, "You've never downloaded the app, you jackass! Get him out of here!" But you know, I just
Well, you're downloading it now.
Yeah, I just did. Yeah, but so I mean, I would go to the web. You go to our website, and you could.
I used to listen all the time on Audio Now, but I don't think that service. I think the service we use they shut down, and so now. Yeah, the app is probably. I mean, you can still check us out on TuneIn and iHeart and everything like that, but I prefer the app the best. I think the app is the best. All right, I'm going to call Mark Shalaba. You should remind everybody about Genesis Diamonds.
Look what it says about us there. We're the only station in Louisville that's live and local, 7A to 7P. Our item includes the Diener Show, the V Show, the Take. Also, your home to Cincinnati Reds, Indianapolis Colts, NFL, MLB, the Final Four, Triple Crown. We have some station over here. And that's not even count 93.9, which has the Diener Show, Middays with Marcus Maben, The Drive with Mark Ennis. How great is that? And we got a lot of things coming. We're going to have Mark Shalaba join us in just a matter of moments, and we'll talk some college football with him. And I think the question that everybody's going to want to know right off the top is what's on the line for Louisville and Kentucky in these games in terms of their bowl games? You know, there's so many possibilities, and the Kentucky fans, I think, are still holding out hope that if they were to beat Louisville, that they could go to a New Year's Day bowl game. I guess there's one more possibility. I'm not the expert. He will be, so I'll ask him. But the Outback Bowl, I guess, is a New Year's Day bowl, and I guess that's still on the docket. So we'll ask him about that when he joins us here in just a matter of moments. So we'll do that here on the other side of this break. I think he should be with us here in a moment. We talked about on the show the other day that there's 11 different bowl tie-ins for the ACC. So that one is more confusing to me because I don't know where they could go for that. So we'll have to find that out when we visit him. But we'll see what's on the line for these two teams in this rivalry game. And he wrote an interesting piece at ESPN.com, by the way, about you know, I guess he kind of implied that the Ohio State-Michigan rivalry, I guess in his mind, was the top rivalry in the country. And he said it's kind of lost its juice a little bit of late, largely, I guess, because Ohio State's dominance in the thing. And
we have Mark Shalaba. And please tell him happy Thanksgiving, because I forgot to tell him that in the walk.
Okay, I'll be happy. I'll do that right at the top so I don't forget that. Mark Shalaba from ESPN joins us right now. My son, my producer, said, please wish him happy Thanksgiving. I forgot to do that. So happy Thanksgiving to you, Mark, and then from me as well. Thanks for being with us.
Now, I'm thankful you're doing well.
Well, I appreciate that. Very kind of you to say. Let's talk some rivalries here. Let's talk locally first. You know, you're the guy that can make sense of this, if anybody in the country can, and that is, what's really on the line for these teams when it comes to bowl games? I've heard Kentucky fans say if they win, I guess there's still a chance they could get a New Year's Bowl, the Outback Bowl. And for Louisville, with 11 bowl tie-ins for the ACC, what's most logical for them if they win? And the opposite's true. Or is it already preordained where they're going? What can you make some sense of that for us?
Yeah, I had Kentucky in the Citrus Bowl for a while, and then the wheels kind of came out from under them. So I think now I've still got them in the Outback Bowl. I still think that Outback restaurant tie-in for Kentucky, there's a connection there with the owner. I think that could come into play. Bob, I think a large part of it depends on where Alabama ends up. If they get into the playoff, then clearly Kentucky's moving up a slot, which puts them into play for maybe the Citrus Bowl still, if Ole Miss can get to the Sugar Bowl. But, you know, I still think they're right there in the mix. Louisville, there's just a bunch of teams that are going to be 6-6, 7-5 in the ACC. Probably more attractive than Florida State or Miami to most bowl games. But, you know, I want to say I've had them in the Military Bowl right around that spot in the pecking order for a few weeks. But, you know, they could be anywhere from Military Bowl. I don't think they would drop the Gasparilla Bowl or anything like that. So, yeah, one of the lower mid-tier games in the ACC, probably.
What is – I should know. I don't even know where the Military Bowl is. Where is that?
It's in Annapolis. In Annapolis, Maryland. We play an AAC team. I think I've got maybe East Carolina. Look, at this point, I'm throwing darts to the dark.
Well, I don't blame you, because everybody's log-jammed together in that conference. I mean, in the bowl games are any chance to go to the Fenway Bowl or the Pinstripe Bowl in New York?
Yeah, I think I don't have the exact pecking order right in front of me. But, you know, I'd say Florida State still got to beat Florida to become bowl eligible. In Miami, you know, if they fire Manny Diaz, that's going to make them far less attractive to bowl games. And the Hurricane faithful doesn't, even though they're one of the more outspoken fan groups on social media about how bad their coach is, they travel historically bad. So they're not a real attractive option either.
How much, I would think I know the answer to this, but I'll ask it anyway. How much does Malik Cunningham make Louisville more attractive to bowl teams? Because he is kind of like Lamar Jackson light. I would think that, you know, he'd be a very fan-friendly draw for some bowls.
Yeah, no, I mean, they want attractive matchups. They want dynamic offenses. They want dynamic players. So certainly having him under center, I think, would help their chances of getting into a better bowl game.
There's so many things you wrote about that I want to ask you about, and I want to get to them in a minute. But one last one before we move on, because you've kind of hinted at it already. Florida made a coaching change. Miami might next. You know, they had Mark Stoops' name mentioned for a while at LSU, but now I heard that he's not among the three finalists that are rumored to be there. What do you make of what NASCAR calls the silly season here? What do you think will happen in Florida? What's going on at LSU in your mind? In Miami, are they going to make a change, do you think? What do you think is going on in those three places?
Yeah, Miami fired their athletics director, Blake James, last week, so I would assume that, you know, the end could be near for Manny Diaz. I think they've actually played a little better over the last month. I just, you know, I don't know that Miami's got the money out, but they made the choice but to make a change. you know, Florida, Billy Napier from Louisiana, Mark Stoops, I think, could be in the mix there, you know, especially given his track record as a defensive guy and his ability to recruit. Florida State's recruiting, I think, slipped dramatically once he left Jimbo's staff. And, you know, I think they've been such a mess defensively with Todd Grantham that, you know, he would be an attractive guy there. Napier's a guy that's going to be the hot commodity. I think he'll have three 10-win seasons in a row this season. He worked under Nick Saban, worked under Dabo Sweeney. He was one of the top recruiters in the country when he was at Clemson. So, you know, just depends whether or not Scott Strickland, the athletics director there, wants to take a chance on a Sun Belt guy. But they got to get it right because I think this is their fifth. This will be their fifth coach in the last 11 years, and for as good as they were under Urban Meyer, there's a very, very sizable talent gap between them and Georgia right now, so they've got to try to close that thing pretty quickly.
I don't mean to be, you know, cruel, but when I see it like Todd Grantham, I mean, the people around here thought that he made a complete debacle of Louisville's defense, and then he went to Mississippi State. Now it's a debacle at Florida again. How do guys like that keep winding up as coordinators? I don't understand it myself.
I know Todd. Todd's a good guy. He's got a lake house about 30 minutes from where I live, and he was the one guy that always seemed to just kind of struggle and then somehow land a better job. He's Saban liked him. He brought in Saban, would bring him in to talk to his staff about the 3-4, and he earned a great reputation. But I think when people bring up Thurman Grantham wherever you're coaching, it's probably not a good thing.
Talking to Mark Schlabel, you can go read a lot of the stuff we're going to ask him about because it's a really good piece at ESPN.com. One of which is the quote unquote the rivalry, the Michigan Ohio State game, and you said it's become so lopsided in the Buckeyes' favor for the last two decades. I'm not even sure it's the best rivalry in college football anymore. Implying that, was it generally regarded as the best rivalry in college football? Is that, I mean, was it kind of universally?
It was when Woody and Bo were there. You know, the 10-year war, and it was that we had that 1 year where they were 1-2. I guess it was the first year Urban Meyer took Florida to the national championship game and beat Ohio State and Troy Smith. But the game was the big one at the end of the year, and is typically decided, you know, a lot of years which teams would play in the Big Ten championship game and compete for the college football playoff or the BCS national championship. But, you know, it reminds me of the Georgia-Florida series when Steve Spurrier was at Florida and was just beating Georgia's brains in. I mean, the world's greatest cocktail party became the world's greatest hangover for Georgia fans just because you knew even before you went down there that you were going to get drilled. Mm-hmm. And Michigan's lost, what, 8 in a row? Harbaugh is the first Michigan coach to lose his first 5 games to Ohio State. They've lost him by an average of 19 points, and it really, other than that overtime game a few years ago, just hasn't been that competitive.
Well, he's catching them at a bad time because Ohio State's on a roll right now, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. C.J. Stroud probably went a long way to winning the Heisman Trophy last week against Michigan State, and he's got those 3 receivers and Henderson, the tailback out of Virginia, is as good as advertised, already one of the better backs in the country. And, you know, defensively, I still think there's some deficiencies on the back end. And, you know, we'll see if they hold up in the playoff. But I think besides Georgia, they're probably the hottest team in the country right now.
The winner will go into the Big Ten championship game and win the East Division title. Certainly, if Ohio State wins, they will go to the playoff. If Michigan wins, will they get in the playoff in your mind, do you think?
Yeah, if they beat Ohio State and beat Iowa or Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship game, I don't think there's any question Michigan would get in just because, I mean, the Big Ten East was the best division in college football this year. They would have wins over Ohio State and a ranked Wisconsin team more than likely. And, you know, Michigan, that, and the loss to Michigan State was on the road and it was close, so it wouldn't hurt them that bad. But I would think they'd be 2 or 3 in the top 4 probably.
Texter wants to know, what do you, you know, I don't know how close you're dialed into this, but about Malik Cunningham returning to Louisville. Do you think that that's a possibility, or is he trying to make the next move to the NFL? What are your thoughts?
That's probably a really good Adam Schefter at this point.
Yeah, no, I don't. I agree with him. I mean, that's a, you know, we'll have to text that.
You got the kid at Liberty.
Yeah. We'll pursue that with him. I wanted to ask you what you wrote about here. This intrigues the hell out of me. Tonight we find out, right? If Cincinnati is going to get screwed again somehow,
but maybe two or three. Yeah.
Does what?
I'm sorry. I'm breaking up a little bit.
Oh, I said, you know, you wrote about it, and you know, my guess is Cincinnati didn't change the pillowcases in the dorm or something. They'll find some reason not to to allow them in. But I mean, can they keep them out after what's gone on? What you know? What about what we find out tonight? Don't we? Isn't that doesn't that thing come out tonight?
It comes out about 6 o'clock tonight. My gut is that there'll be four after Oregon lost badly on the road at Utah. But as I wrote, I would not be shocked to see Michigan at number four just because the committee seems so hung up on strength of schedule. And Michigan just blew out Maryland on the road, and Maryland's not anything special. But, you know, it's just the Twitter outrage every time Cincinnati gets left out of the top four, I just kind of giggle at, because after the initial rankings, everybody's like, it's just never going to happen. They're never, ever, ever going to let a group of five team in the playoff. I'm like, look, if Oregon loses, if Alabama has two losses, if the Big 12 champ has two losses, there's no way they're going to keep them out if they're undefeated. And, you know, that was an impressive win last week to do what they did, shutting down SMU's offense. I mean, Tanner Mordecai had like 30-something touchdowns going into the game, and he throws for 66 yards. So, I mean, Cincinnati's good. They're a good football team. But, you know, they need to beat East Carolina on Friday and win the AAC game against Houston, and I think they're going to be right there. And I think they get into the top four.
Do you think they should? Well, if you had a say in this, where would you put them?
I mean, I did not think they belonged until they beat SMU so badly, mm-hmm. and other people have lost. I mean, the Notre Dame win at Notre Dame is a good victory. It's a good road victory. It might be the best road victory outside of anybody but Oregon beating Ohio State back in September. But, you know, they struggled against a really bad Tulane team. They struggled against Tulsa and struggled against a bad Navy team. So, you know, Ritter's a really good quarterback. Sanders is a good player at the defensive end. They got two really good corners. But, I mean, strength of schedule and overall body of work matter. And up until now, in my opinion, they weren't a top five team on paper.
Mark Schlabaugh from ESPN is with us. You know, the only thing I think about, and to some degree they must also, I would think they'd get better TV ratings if Cincinnati were in than if they aren't. Just if the curiosity factor. People are going to want to see how they do. And, you know, it's not the same old. You put four of the same old teams in there again, there's an element of fatigue weighing in on fans, I think. I know I would be dialed in if it was Cincinnati. If it's not, I mean, I'm not as compelled to be. I'm not as connected to it. That's just my take on it.
Yeah, I mean, I would think so. I mean, the college football's got problems. There's no question about it. I mean, the Pac-12 being left out for the fifth or sixth straight year. I mean, people on the West Coast checked out on college football several weeks ago.
Yep.
Except for maybe Oregon fans until last week. I think that's why they've got to expand the playoff, because you can't have a national championship tournament and not have an entire section of the country in there for five or six straight years.
Mm-hmm.
So whether they go to 8 or 12, you know, I think they've got to get that figured out, because it has become stale. It is the same teams over and over, and with the way Georgia's playing and recruiting and what Alabama's done under Nick Saban, greatest dynasty in the sports history, and, you know, we'll see what happens to Oklahoma once they go to the SEC, but it just continues to be the same teams over and over again, and it has become far too predictable.
You think, you wrote about the Georgia-Alabama matchup, which is now, I guess, in place, the SEC championship game. is finally set. Georgia and Alabama in December 4th in Atlanta. The fact that it'll be in Georgia, I don't know, Alabama will have a zillion fans there anyway, but it is kind of a home game for Georgia. Is Georgia going to, I mean, they've played before, I guess, twice before, and according to your column, I'm reading it right off the internet here, the Crimson Tide won the first two games by a combined 11 points. But I don't know, Georgia, at least in a lot of people's minds, at least early, looked a lot better than Alabama. Is this going to be a one-sided game for Georgia? What do you make of this matchup?
I mean, if you look at both teams, especially the last couple of weeks Alabama struggling to put away LSU and Arkansas last week, you would think Georgia would be have a decided edge. And I think they opened as a 4.5-point favorite, according to the Las Vegas sports books. But, it's just a mental thing, Bob, with them. Georgia, as good as they've looked year long, until they beat Alabama and get over that hump, there are going to be some questions and doubts. I live 30 minutes from campus, and I swear everybody in Athens looks around waiting for the piano to fall out of the sky. Because it's been 41 years without a national championship. And I do think they're the most talented team in the country. I think they're by far the best defensive team in the country. They're only giving up 7.5 points a game and have a chance to set a FBS record for point differential per game average. And, they don't give up touchdowns. And, offensively, I think they've overcome a lot of injuries to become a pretty efficient offense. They run the ball well. The offensive line, I think, has given up the fewest sacks in the country. Stetson Bennett, the quarterback's a former walk-on. People have concerns and questions and doubts about whether or not he can win an SEC championship and win a playoff. But, the kids rank like number two in the country in our total QBR. I don't know how they devise that or formulate it, but it says he's number two in the standings, and he's got good mobility. So, we'll see. But Nick Saban and Kirby aren't the chummiest of friends anymore. They've gone head-to-head for a lot of recruits since Kirby left Tuscaloosa, and Nick does not like losing to his former assistant coaches, and he finally lost to Jimbo, and I'm sure he'd love nothing more than to rain on Kirby's parade this year.
All right, well, we got a lot of stuff to look forward to. We'll see where the two local teams wind up going bowling, and we always appreciate you taking a few minutes out for us, Mark. Thanks so much. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you down the road. Very much appreciate it.
You as well. Great to hear from you guys. Thank you.
All right, Mark Schlabaugh, enjoyed talking with him. By the way, I meant to bring up this earlier in the show because I love this. I love when the locals cooperate. I really like to see this. And especially now that Bellarmine's gone Division I, technically they're kind of a competitor, I mean, let's be honest, as I work there and I love the people there, but, it's not yet at the status that the ACC is, but they're building a wonderful program there. They've done a terrific job. Scott Wiegandt, the athletic director, done a fantastic job. And, of course, Scotty in basketball has been fantastic. But there was not always the most cooperation in the past. I don't want to get into specifics. I'll say something that'll get somebody to send me some nasty texts. But the fact is, I love when they see the cooperation. And we had Danny Busboom Kelly on from the number one ranked Louisville volleyball team earlier. And, they have a chance if they win in the first part of the tournament, I guess, or if they, they could be a host. They could be a host site, but they can't play in their home arena because it doesn't meet the attendance requirements, too small. And I guess they can't get into the Yum Center. And so they were talking about going to the convention center. That's what she told us on the show. But now they're going to do this, which is really very cool, I guess, that they're going to go into Freedom Hall. And Bellarmine is going to play a game at the Yum Center. How great is that? I mean, it's already got to be a thrill enough that they get to call Freedom Hall as their home court. Now they're going to go play a game at the Yum Center, which is extremely cool for them. And the Freedom Hall will be a great venue for volleyball. So Louisville gets to play home if they earn the right to do it. They have a venue to do it. And Bellarmine will play at the Yum Center. And Bellarmine is going to move the games, as I said, to the Yum Center to accommodate the volleyball. And then the two schools are going to play men's basketball games in 2022-2023. I remember how excited everybody was here when they just played the exhibition game with them. So now to be playing two regular season games, you know, at the Yum Center. So Bellarmine will get to play there twice, and Louisville gets two home games that I assume won't cost them a huge amount of money, you know, in terms of a guarantee. Sometimes you got to pay these schools a lot of money. Maybe it won't cost them anything. Maybe that's part of the deal. They'll come play for next to nothing. I don't know. But however it is, it works out great for both of them. So that's very, very cool bit of news. Some of you probably already heard about it. I'm sure you did. But if you hadn't, so Bellarmine will play at the Yum Center for their game, and Louisville will have the right to play the NCAA volleyball tournament at Freedom Hall, which would be a great venue for that. You know, I thought, you know, I know they don't want to go play a team on the road, Louisville, but I always thought, like, NC State did this, and I thought it was very, very cool. The old building, the old arena that they used to play at, Reynolds Coliseum, they were nice enough to name the court now after, or the arena. I don't remember. They did so many naming things. I think it's the Jim Valvano Arena, and the Reynolds Coliseum is part of the whole building complex or something. They named something after my brother, which was extremely nice of them. And they play what they call the Heritage Classic there. And they play one regular season game. I think they're going to do it every year. They're going to play there. At least they did last year. And I always thought Louisville should do that. It's easy for me to say because there's so many logistics that go into. You got to move your court. Like Bellarmine is going to take their court from Freedom Hall and transport it all the way to the Yum Center. They're going to play on their court at the Yum Center. So they got to put their own court down there. So they get to play on their own court in the Yum Center, which is very cool. And so it's easy for me to say, because then Louisville would want to do that, obviously, if they played in Freedom Hall. But I always thought it would be great if they played one Heritage game, you know, at Freedom Hall. You know, just that, I think people would get a charge out of that. Now that they're still using it again for basketball, it wouldn't be that big of an adjustment. And I know it got a great response when they did it in North Carolina. And, you know, it was very cool. If you're wondering about some of the people, like in Bellarmine's case, this comes after the fact. So people bought season tickets, and I guess they're not going to have reserved seats when they come to the Yum Center, but they're going to section part of it off so that the season ticket holders, if they show their season ticket or some identification, there'll be sections of the stands that are reserved just for season ticket holders. So that's nice.
Oh, that
so
is that's nice. Yeah, that's friendly. Yeah, that's a pretty good way of doing it. A nice little friendly rivalry. That's
yeah. So that's a very cool thing. So congratulations to the two schools for doing that. So I thought that was a real cool announcement. Also, speaking of announcements, I get a chance to tell you about our friends at Genesis Diamonds, because this is I really got to stop saying this, because maybe they did this in the past, but I don't remember it. But I think it's a cool new thing. They're always coming up with really cool ideas there to make, you know, that first weekend so exciting. This Friday through Cyber Monday, Genesis Diamonds is giving away a lot of stuff. They're giving away free Ring security cameras, free Yeti coolers, free air fryers, free smart TVs, and I guess I was told a free home arcade game. They've got that. This is not a misprint. This is so cool. When you buy any piece of jewelry at Genesis Diamonds this weekend, you'll get one of the year's coolest holiday gifts absolutely free. The more you spend, the bigger the gift. For example, spend just $299 or more on a piece of jewelry, and Genesis will give you an electric air fryer or an Amazon Echo Show device free. That's very cool. I love my air fryer, by the way. Love my air fryer. So, you know, not that should be why you'd buy a piece of jewelry, because if they didn't give you anything, it would be great to go to Genesis for the holidays. People love the stuff from there, and you're going to get the best deals. Spend $499, you'll get the Ring doorbell. Spend at least $999 at Genesis, you'll get a Yeti Flip soft cooler or an espresso coffee maker. Free. I mean, these are basically taking something off your shopping list when you're already buying something on your shopping list that somebody's going to love. Get her that pair of a beautiful ring or that pair of earrings for Christmas, and get one of the year's hottest gifts at no charge. How cool is this? Well, I'll answer my own question. Very cool. How about a Roomba vacuum robot when you spend at least $19.99 this weekend? Or listen to this. Spend $39.99 on a piece of jewelry and choose between a 55-inch Samsung Smart TV or an Apple iPad Air tablet, yours free. That's unbelievable. This Friday through Cyber Monday, it's Genesis Diamonds' biggest Black Friday event ever. Genesis Diamonds, Shelbyville Road Plaza. Some restrictions apply. See the store for details. But my goodness, That is extremely cool. So you're going to have yourself a good old time there. And like I said, you're also going to, oh, by the way, get the best value on the best jewelry that is going to make somebody absolutely light up like their own Christmas tree for the holiday. So that's very cool indeed. Only at Genesis this weekend, Friday through Cyber Monday. So check that out at Genesis Shelby Road Plaza.
We should probably take a break here. But I want to tease something because I tracked down the audio. I saw it biddied and bantered around. Did you hear what Eli Drinkwitz said about Dan Mullen?
I did not. What?
All right. Well, it's some fun audio. We'll get to it on the other side.
So, no. All right. That's a little tease. You're doing your own little tease.
Look at that. Look at that. Yeah, I was able to track it down. I was hunting all over the place. But, yeah, he had some – he didn't really hold back on what he said about old Danny Mullen on 1010 XL and 92.5 FM.
Let's check in with Russian TV. Welcome back. Stay with us.
Be a part of the show. Text Bobby V on the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680.
Maybe I'll do that. What should I get for lunch? I don't know. You said you
have food. Ooh, I know what you should get.
What?
You should probably get Wing Zone. I want to thank Adam and his staff for dropping off Wing Zone Catering to the ESPN Louisville Studios. They usually do this on Thursday, but Thursday is going to be Thanksgiving. So they said, hey, well, we don't want to leave you guys without wings.
Nice.
Yeah, so they drop by some delicious...
Yeah, it does sound good.
Governor's Cup edition of Wing Zone. It was very nice. Perfect for your tailgate or watch party for the Governor's Cup this weekend. Try the ESPN Louisville special. It's 10 boneless wings, wedges, and a drink for $9.39. Just mention ESPN Louisville. It's good every day that ends in Y. That's 7 days a week for those of you playing at home. Order online, wingzone.com. There's two Louisville locations, one at Hikes Point, and there's a Poplar Level Road location at Quarry Center. Good stuff from Adam and the fine folks at Wing Zone. Thank you very much.
You know, it's scary. I remember like it was yesterday when we went through the whole ridiculous Y2K thing, which everybody lost their minds over. That was, talk about an overreaction there. Yeah, that was crazy. But the fact of the matter is, it seems like it was just yesterday, and here we are, just literally weeks away from 2022. And that's incredible. And a lot of things have happened. And unfortunately for some of us, you know, we're not quite as young as we were back at the turn of the century. And that means that you may have some pains. Don't have to be older to do that. Anybody, you read all the articles about people suffering pain in this country. Well, do you really want to go through another year with that awful joint pain? Don't do it. Make a resolution right now to get yourself moving again for 2022. And the way you can do that is to call my friends at QC Kinetics. Non-surgical regenerative treatments for joint pain. Lasting results using natural biologics. No surgery. No pain meds. No steroids. No downtime. This is exciting state-of-the-art stuff. Regenerative, restorative treatments that actually encourage your body to heal itself using highly concentrated natural biologics. Patients have been raving about it for hip pain, knee pain, shoulder, back pain, get relief from all those things. And it's lasting, which is the thing that they all talk about. You know, they found relief momentarily with like a pill or a shot or steroid or something, but then it always comes back. But with this, it's lasting pain relief, which is very cool. Don't let them keep giving you steroids. Don't let them tell you surgery is your only option. Get a free second opinion at QC Kinetics. Do it now and imagine life in 2022 without pain. Call the local medical professionals at QC Kinetics right now at 502-219-4636. That's 502-219-4636. 502-219-4636. QC Kinetics. Look for a pain-free 2022. So there you go. We want to know Wednesday on a Tuesday. Do you know if you take any three-digit number and then add it to its palindrome, like the number 192, and then you add it to 291, and then whatever sum you get, you do it again. And then you type whatever that new number is and then add it to its palindrome and do it again. Eventually, within, I don't know, like four or five steps, you'll get a palindrome number itself. Like,
we want to know Wednesday.
You know, it'll come out.
That's kind of cool.
5115 or something like that. There's only one number for some reason it doesn't work with. at least where I stole the thing from, the guy swears it doesn't work with 196. I have no idea why. It works with every other number. Maybe it hasn't gone far enough. I don't know. But you can try it if you're bored. Usually you get to it like in five or six steps, sometimes less than that. So I like numbers. So there you go. All right. What do we got here in the last few minutes of our programming for the day here?
Eli Drinkwitz sound.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to hear that, and I want to make a comment about the game this weekend. And we'll have more Friday to talk about it at length. But what do you got for Eli? What does he have to say?
All right, so this was from 1010XL 92.5 FM, and I don't want to say Jacksonville. Yeah, he hopped on.
Say whatever you want. It's America.
Yeah, well, you know, the Missouri head coach hopped on and talked a little bit about Dan Mullen and the irony of beating the Gators after last year's the two teams almost got into a massive brawl.
You know, my father-in-law is a farmer, and there's the old saying, you reap what you sow. And so I believe that, you know, just like everything else, that, yeah, I mean, if you sow kindness, you reap kindness. If you sow, you know, jackass ability, you get jackass ability. I mean, it's just kind of one of those things. And so, you know, I've done my fair share of jabbing people and know that it'll come back to you. So, you know, I think it's just kind of part of the game.
Yeah. Wow. You're right. You don't hear coaches say that very much. That's, by the way, also in that same conversation, he threw his hood on and then took out a lightsaber and said, may the force be with you. Did you see this? There's a video of it.
No, I didn't see that.
So it sounds like he's a knucklehead. But he got a win against Mullen and I don't know. Football coaches seem to get into it more than basketball coaches. I don't know. Maybe it's the nature of the beast. You're banging heads. You're hitting people. Simon, do you think so? But basketball coaches, there's more of a community. I don't know. And again, I don't think I'm talking out of school. I really don't think I am, nor would this be something that you should, you know, hush-hush about. Mike Davis was extremely encouraging to Mike Pegues after the game the other day, and I think largely he looks at him as a young black coach and remembers what it was like when he got in the business as a young, and especially trying to follow Bob Knight. That poor guy was under absolute ridiculous scrutiny, even though he got them, you know, to the national championship game. But then he left, and he's gone on, and he's built winning programs at two other schools, and now he's trying to do it again at Detroit, which is tough. That's a tough place. I've been up there. You know, Detroit is a city that's obviously been faltering tremendously, and then the university is not exactly in the most scenic part of town. It's in an old part of the city, and you know. But he's gotten some great transfers. And of course, he has the benefit of his son, who's a hell of a player. But I think basketball coaches tend to be, you know, like Mark Few I'm drawing a blank on the guy's name. Oh my Lord, isn't that awful?
What coach
at Baylor, who's a friend of mine, Scott Drew. Good Lord, I just completely drew a blank. I mean, those two guys, you know, competing for a national championship, and they in the pandemic bubble, they were teaming up and playing. Oh Lord, I'm absolutely having a senior moment here. I'm going to recompose myself here and get my thoughts together. That little game that looks like tennis, but you play with the wooden paddles. It's the
pickleball.
What'd you say?
Pickleball.
Yeah, sorry. Good Lord. I apologize to you folks. I got to get some lunch, I guess. But, you know, they were partnering up to play pickleball every day. You know, these two guys are competing for a national championship, and they're playing pickleball, and they're, you know, and they were good, evidently. They were like, you know, the winner stayed on the court, and like people couldn't get them off the court. I just can't see, you know, Nick Saban and Kirby Smart. Let's hang on all comers in pickleball. I don't see that. I don't, you know, he'd be complaining. I can't do this. I'll be taken away from my recruiting. If I make the playoffs again this year, oh my God, I'll take away from my recruiting again. I'll never forgive him for saying that. And maybe he was being funny, but that was so. Oh, I just that stuck in my craw. You know, when he won the national championship, his friend came and congratulated
him. Oh yeah,
he said, "Yeah, this is taken away from my recruiting time." Hey. Anyway, you guys don't take away from your recruiting time. Have fun. It's time for the holidays, time for family, time for friends, time for peace. Be kind to each other. Have a wonderful holiday meal, whether you do it tomorrow or Thursday or whenever you do it. And we'll catch you on Friday here with Fast Break Friday. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.